Be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, after whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Gospel of the Lord. So much patience, Jesus, with the disciples. Even 2 witnesses, Mary Magdalene and the 2 disciples, Emmaus, they still believe. Finally, but well, that time Thomas wasn't dead neither. So even when Thomas came back and he told him that the Lord is risen, and still he said, "No way, unless I touch his wounds." This is what we are. And the beautiful today, the communion antiphon from St. Paul to Galatians say, "All you have been baptized have been clothed in Christ." So we are not only outwardly we see Christ, but we have Christ in us. We are clothed in Christ, means Christ lives in us. In a special way, through the Blessed Sacrament, we share the life of Christ. We are one. That's what the prayer of Jesus, that all may be one in this oneness, this unity, especially through the Blessed Sacrament, through the Eucharist. So whatever we do, it's no more we. The word St. Paul says, it's not that I live, but Christ lives in me. Even those people are not Christians, still we have to treat them as we treat Christ. Remember Jesus says once, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So if the least, that means why not the Christian? It doesn't matter, because when Christ was born, the whole humanity was already sanctified. Especially on the cross, he died for every person, no exception. Even though they might be Muslims, they might be Buddhists, but still their soul is blessed by the Lord. They don't know him, he knows each one of us. We know Jesus, and Jesus asks us to recognize him in all souls. So don't make differences. Of course, outwardly, we might go to temple, they might go to temple, the mosque, but still, in our heart, we are blessed by the Lord. Because St. Paul confirmed, you who have been baptized have been clothed in Christ. Christ lives in us. Hallelujah.